This is one of Picasso's most famous drawings, often reproduced as a textbook example of analytical cubism. When it was first shown in America in 1911, it caused quite a furor, and for that very reason, the American photographer and art dealer Alfred Stieglitz purchased it for himself for $65. Curator Lisa Messenger.
It's called Standing Female Nude. But it's only after you stop for a minute and look at it that you realize that it has the semblance of a standing figure. There's nothing in it that's literal, except that there's just a feeling of a vertical form with lots of angles like elbows and knees and perhaps someone walking or posing. And I think its indecipherability was what made it so revolutionary at the time. The press called it the fire escape, and not a very good one at that. And that's exactly what you sort of see, just a scaffolding that all these little lines and circles are sort of hanging off of. Why is it most famous? I think because it really epitomized what Picasso was trying to do at the time in breaking down the forms into something that was based on reality, but it wasn't reality.